Well, I have several of the small Chinese. Well, I guess maybe only one Chinese. I have a true SDX, and the standard one comes in a little 3D printed case, and you can get a secondary little battery thing that'll hold three 18650s, and it clips onto the back. And that radio by itself is about the size of a deck of cards, and I think that's 10 through 40. I have that one, and I have the QMX, and that's a phenomenal little QRP radio. They're a little bit more expensive, and the wait time significantly longer than some of the other ones. But I have both of those, and then I can't remember what the other one I have is. It's a little bit bigger. It has a touch screen on it. It's maybe a little bit larger than a cell phone, and about 3/4 inch thick. But you are more than welcome, if you want to give some of those a try on the bike and see how they work out, to use those anytime.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I'm going to have to hit you up on that. And not sure how soon or anything like that, but if you you could shoot me a couple pictures, that would give me an idea of the logistics on my end, you know. And because I would keep it simple, you know. And because see, right now with the particular headset that I use, okay. I just learned one added piece of what I've been doing. See, you know, I'm using the same headset I use on the bicycle right now with my ICOM, okay? And Dan, I got to talk to Danny the other day on sideband, and to where I was going to be passing by where he lives, and he remarked that he could not tell that I was mobile, and just there was no mobile noise coming through the headset. You know, under conditions I had things going on, and I'm like, you know, on the ICOM I was running the compressor. I go, wow, you know, that's really hitting good on this end, because on the bicycle I just take it for granted that at a certain speed I probably got wind coming in, and everybody is just being nice because they are, at least at the moment, understanding me, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, I might have been missing the boat a little bit in the past with that 817 and how I did things, you know, that I might have had more going than I realized, you know what I mean, what I could have maybe improved on. And a vertical dipole off the back of the bike is a killer. That's the secret weapon. And I did that on 10. I never did that on 20, just because of the particular resonator was going to be a little too long for what I was trying to do at that time. And I got access to a little 20-meter resonator that I think would just fit the bill if I go vertical dipole again.
Yeah, when I just pulled into the driveway, so when I get inside and set my bag down, I'll go back and send you some pictures of those. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I have something that that may work for you. And like I said, most of them are relatively cheap. I want to say that the only one that was, I think all of them are less than 200. I think the QMX is about 150 or so. The true SDX is really cheap. It's like 50. And then, like I said, I can't remember what the name of the other one was, but it was between 80 and 100. None of them are particularly expensive at all. And some of them work really good. They're all SDRs, and that technology has come a long way. But like I said, I just pulled in the driveway there, and hope you have a good day at work there, John. We'll catch you later. K9PGC, KD9HAY, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Hayden. Well, that sounds great. Like I said, I'm gonna have to hit you up on that. And see, that's the other thing too, is when I do the vertical dipole type configuration, I can make everything match really nice, and even my body being in the way, the system is very forgiving on how it works out. It's almost like I don't see anything directional, you know. And see, a lot of that I did at moving up to what I fine-tuned for the motorcycle. Okay, stories for another day. One quick one on those radios for the speaker mic. That's sort of like, let's just say the Beifong configuration, I would assume, for, you know, for a speaker mic.